Welcome to Break Time U, where we turn break time into learning time. Join us as we chat with business and lifestyle leaders as they share their essential strategies to help you succeed at work and in life. And this segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. Text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.
You may have a fitness plan, maybe even a nutrition plan, but are you getting the results that you want? Well, today on the Break Time University podcast with Earn It All, we're going to make sure that you dial in your results with the system that our head coach, this guy right here, Adam Nail, is going to tell us all about. Adam, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing this knowledge with us. So I have my fitness plan, I have my nutrition plan, but I'm not getting the results that I want. Why might that be?
Yeah, it could be a number of reasons. Number one, it might not be the plan for you. It might be that the coach or trainer or whoever, or maybe the website that you got it off of, it's not conducive to what your actual goal is. So peeling the onion back and finding out what your actual goal is, super important.
So when we find our goal, so I'll just use me as an example because I'm here. And you and I have talked about this. I threw my back out and I was like, okay, obviously I need some strength. Mm-hmm. So we worked on strength. I wanted to cut down on belly fat, which means I wanted to eat more effectively for my body. So you got that information from me. What do you then, as our head coach, Adam Nail, what do you do?
Yeah, so I go through a three-step process with everybody. And that process, it's the same process for everybody, but it's not the same outcome, inputs, result, right? All of that's different for each person because each body is different. So the first step is evaluation. So I sat you down, we did a full consultation process. I found out a bunch of information from you. I asked you some key questions about your lifestyle, what you like, what you don't like,
how when I go to the gym,
when you go to the gym, you know, what kind of equipment you have access to, stuff like that. So based on that evaluation, based on the eval, right, I then calibrate a plan. So the first step is evaluation. The second step is calibrate. So think of it like the DJ board that I talk about. So now I take all the inputs that you have, all the information that you gave me, and I put it on my framework DJ board. And I say, okay, we need to dial this up a little bit. We need to increase sleep maybe over here, sleep optimization over here. We need to have them in the gym 4 days a week over here. And I'm turning knobs the whole time, right? So I'm calibrating this whole thing out for you. And then the third step is execution. So, okay, I've got the inputs on the DJ board correct. What is the execution? The execution is the output. So the execution is, okay, executing the 4 days per week. Is this conducive with your lifestyle? Yes. Cool. You're going to work out 4 days per week. Here's the plan for that. You know, does this nutrition plan match what, you know, the way that you're eating, does it match something that you could do all the time? Sure. Yes. Are there restrictions? Sure. Yes. But you have a very specific goal. But here are the days that you can maybe indulge in those things that you like. And here's how the plan, the strategy on how to mitigate that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all in the execution phase. So we evaluate, we calibrate, we execute with every client.
But you take a whole approach to someone's life. And I think that is one of the big differences about how you approach coaching with your system is that when you're calibrating, you're like, okay, based on your knowledge, which you have like 55 certifications, you've trained trainers, so you know how the body works, and you are able to get results quickly because of your knowledge, the way that you apply it to each individual program. So is that how it all comes together? Because the information you get from the person you're coaching gives you the direction with your knowledge to be able to then execute.
Absolutely. The better information I can get from a client, the more comprehensive my consultation process with you can be, the better. I've had clients, high-level clients, mostly athletes. It's always the high-level athletes for some reason that don't want to tell you all of the stuff that they're doing or not doing. They don't want to tell you that maybe they are indulging in a little bit of drink after the game, or they don't want to tell you that maybe they're taking, you know, a little bit of, you know, this supplement, or maybe a little bit of, you know, they don't want to be totally honest, right? That is the number one thing that you need to do when you hire a coach or a trainer, including me, is be totally honest with the questions that I ask you. If I ask you questions for a reason, and it's because there's an input or an output that I need to place in a specific spot so we can get you the results that you want and that you need in a timely manner.
How do you adjust? So maybe it's an athlete and maybe they didn't tell you something and you find out through the course of the program that you built that they're not getting results. Many coaches would just say, do what I tell you to do. But if you know someone like me isn't doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing, how do you work with me to get me back on track?
Yeah, well, like you said, there's a reason, right? There's a reason why you didn't tell me. Maybe you forgot. Maybe it was something that, you know, it's not always nefarious, right? Maybe you just forgot. So we go back to the evaluation phase, reevaluate, redo the inputs and outputs, and then reattack. Simple.
Yeah, but it's always goal-based and goal-focused. And to hone in on that, life is good when you have a direction, right? You study successful people, Adam, and you see that success is built on habits. So that is how I would describe our programs here at Earn It All, is your ability to take habits, put them into the program in that calibration phase to keep me on track, which is why I'll say it, our programs work better than everybody else's. But it's really because of you, though, because of all the pieces of the puzzle that you put together, because what you're trying to find is all those puzzle pieces and then say, okay, I'm going to lay them all out here, and then we're going to do this.
Absolutely. Here's the thing that you have to remember, too, is that there are very few fitness coaches, fitness trainers, you know, coaches in general, nutrition coaches. There are very few of them that are watching your progress over the entire period and taking those things into account and actually changing the plan based on you, not based off what I expect from you. That's a big, big key, because a lot of programs are designed out for you to hit a specific thing at a specific time. Now, that might not happen. So most of the time, the coach will just plug those numbers in anyways, and it's just an algorithm at that point. But the way that you really should do it, you know, through heart and science, and the way that you should really coach is, okay, what is this person actually doing? What are they consistent with? What are they not consistent with? And make changes based on that. That's how you get a program that, you know, somebody can follow forever.
Do little changes make a big difference over trying to make a massive change? If so, why?
Absolutely. It's the old adage of the butterfly wings, right? The butterfly effect. So you make a small adjustment on the back end, and 3 months from now, it's going to create massive change in 6 areas of your life. And all because, I'll use an example, right? Something that I like to do for all of our clients is make sure that they're waking up and going to sleep at the same time every day. And a lot of people don't understand the power of that, right? Well, number one, it's going to reset your circadian rhythm. You're not going to be as tired. Your serotonin, melatonin system is going to be on point. I can go on and on and on. But the most important thing is they now have something they can anchor to every day. And that little change allows them to change. I mean, I've seen just that small habit. I've seen change marriages. I've seen change the trajectory of people's businesses. I've seen change everything, weight loss, you know, the ability to lose weight. And it's not because of some physical thing that's happening. It's because they're anchoring themselves to something that they can achieve. And small achievements equal big wins.
Exactly. And every time I've had a major success in my life, I look back and it was the day-to-day effort that I put in. Sometimes it took 4 years, 5 years, 7 years to eventually pay off, but you stay with it because it's built into your day. And then eventually you're like, wow, I can do these things.
Absolutely. The way that you look and feel today is a culmination of everything you did over the last 7 years, essentially.
Mm.
So because your cells replace themselves every 7 years-ish through processes like autophagy and stuff like that, the cellular replacement and recycling, you are a different person every 7 years, essentially. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but I like to use it as an analogy because it's easy. So everything that you've done in the past 7 years, that's what your body is made out of. That's how your body operates. That's how your mind is going to operate. So whatever you've given your body over the last 7 years, that is how it's operating. So in the next 7 years, are you going to be thankful of what you've done now? Or are you going to be regretting what you did for the last 7 years?
Well, right now is a perfect time to start your next 7-year journey. Told you had all the knowledge. Our head coach and Earn It All, Adam Nail, joining us on the Break Time University podcast. Our goal is to give you information quickly that you can implement in your life. So if you have a coach and he didn't give you an evaluation process, then calibrate that information and help you execute. Maybe call this guy right here. You can find us on Instagram at @WeEarnItAll or earnitall.com. If you have questions for us, hit us up. We got answers for you. And don't forget to subscribe to the Break Time University podcast. We'll be back with more bite-sized nuggets of information for you Subscribe, rate, and review us. Adam, thanks again.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks for making Break Time You a part of your day. Hit subscribe for more bite-sized wisdom and keep cultivating a stronger you. This segment is sponsored by Liquid Death. Murder your thirst. And don't forget to text WATER to 833-410-0524 and be entered to win Liquid Death swag.